The Devonport Triathlon's still quite a few months away. It's not until next year, but it will be under new ownership when it comes around. It's been moved on by Cradle Coast Sporting and Events, and the new owner is Tri Events Tasmania. The director is Will Blackerby, who joins me now. Good morning, Will.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I've got to say congratulations for having the courage, I guess, to take on an event the size of the Devonport Triathlon. It's got quite a reputation, hasn't it?
It does. It has a great, huge reputation to live up to, and I'm excited for it.
And as we know in the past, I mean, it's probably one of the longest running triathlons in Australia. It started back in the mid 80s. It was huge then, and it's sort of over the years it sort of faded out a little bit. But Michael Bonney with Cradle Coast Sports and Events, he sort of resurrected it a number of years ago, and it's built right up again to become one of the most prestigious in the country.
It is, yes, absolutely. So it's in its 38th year, or the next event will be in its 38th year. And thanks to the support of the Tasmanian Government and Devonport City Council, we'll be we're locked in to see that through to its 40th year, which is a great. It is this year hopefully going to be one of the highest profile triathlons, or the highest profile triathlon in Australia. Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, and I believe you've got some announcements coming up which you can't tell us about just yet, but people are going to be quite surprised.
Yeah, so announcements will be made in a couple of weeks' time, but in the past we've had a World Para Triathlon Series, Oceania Championships, Australian Championships, and hopefully we're all locked in for them in the coming years, but that'll be announced in a couple of weeks. One part of the race that has been announced is the School Sport Australia Triathlon. So School Sport Australia have a triathlon each year. This year it's going to be in conjunction with the Devonport Triathlon, so there's going to be about 300 school kids from around Australia
come down and compete
while the elites are on as well.
What a great opportunity for them too to also be involved in an event like Devonport, because a lot of them from interstate would know about it.
Oh, exactly, yeah, and it's going to be set up for a world-class event, so for the kids to experience that, it would be a great opportunity.
So if people don't know your background, you've been running the Greens Beach Triathlon for a while now.
Yeah, so I started running the Greens Beach Triathlon. From there, I sort of grew to working with a company called Atlas Events, who are based in Queensland, and I helped them bring the Brisbane Marathon, Cairns Marathon, Sunshine Coast Marathon, and the Hobart Marathon, which is actually on this weekend.
Yeah, and of course, that's a new event, the Hobart Airport Marathon. We're going to see some pretty good runners come over for that.
Yeah, we are. It's unfortunate the grand final's on the same weekend. However, we're still expecting great numbers for the event. Yeah, it's going to be great for the Hobart community, and we look forward to bringing that for multiple years to come.
Have you got any, I mean, and it's probably a bit of crystal ball stuff, but have you got some ideas for new events? I mean, obviously, the Hobart Marathon's a big deal, but have you got ideas for other new events in the pipeline?
Not at this stage. As you said, Devonport's such a large event, I have to focus on that for now. That's going to take up a lot of my time, but there is a lot of room down here in Tasmania to grow events, especially larger events in the triathlon space. So I'm excited to see what it's going to come forward in years to come.
Yeah, and the thing is about, you know, we know our natural beauty, and, you know, when you see things like the Fraser-Nay Challenge and the Ben Lomond Descent and other sort of endurance events like that, we've got such a huge potential, haven't we?
We do, yes, and especially the mountain biking scene down here in Tasmania. So around the world, the cross triathlon format, which is a sort of a mountain bike format to a triathlon, is huge. And to bring that to Tasmania would be great because, well, our facilities for mountain biking and trail running down here is amazing.
I never heard of cross triathlon. Just tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so cross triathlon, it's the exact same as a triathlon, but instead of doing your triathlon on the road, so you're riding on the road and running on a footpath or road, it's all in the bush. So you do your swim in a lake or whatever's close to the bush, and then you do your mountain biking as the ride, and then your running would be a trail run.
Wow, I think Tasmania's tailor-made for that.
It is, absolutely. There's lots of beautiful spots around Tasmania for that form of event, and I'd love to be able to bring that.
Not preempting any announcements about Devonport in a fortnight, but I think there's other spots that would really benefit from something like that.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic news that we've, you know, the future of Devonport Triathlon, by the way, has been assured for at least the next 3 years. You've got funding from the Devonport City Council and Events Tasmania, and I'm sure you're looking further ahead than that. So it's great that we've got someone that's keen to take it on, and Michael did a wonderful job with it, and let's hope that we can continue.
Yeah, Michael's done a fantastic job, and I can't thank him enough for the transition between ownership of the Devonport Triathlon and yeah, I look forward to what's to come.
All right, look forward to hearing more announcements from you soon, Will, but thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.